This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, many Muslims today live a delusional moderation. They think that they are living Islam, a balanced, moderate Islam. And they often quote the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And we have made you to be an upright community, a moderate, balanced community. And so these Muslims, they want to live a normal life, a relaxed kind of Islam that they claim is balanced between the two extremes. And the reason for this delusion in their minds is because they look at how Islam is being practiced around them. And they think that being moderate, being balanced, means to take a position in the middle between these different ways in which Islam is being practiced. And so you see many Muslims, they watch TV, they go out to the movies, they see half-naked women, they listen to music, and they claim that this is balanced and moderate. Other Muslims, they have non-Muslim friends. They take girlfriends, they go on dates. And they claim that this is being balanced and moderate. And that whoever objects, he is the extreme one. Other Muslims, they go out supporting non-Muslim causes that go against the very fundamental teachings of Islam. And they claim that we are balanced and moderate. And if you say anything to us, then you are the extreme one. Other Muslims, they fulfill the wajibat, the fara'id, what Allah has made obligatory upon us. But they don't do the sunnahs, the mustahabbat, claiming that whoever does that, then he is strict and he is extreme. Other Muslims, they do many good deeds outwardly, but they claim that it doesn't matter how we appear outwardly. All that matters is what is in our hearts. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, this delusional moderation and balanced Islam has become a widespread phenomenon among Muslims today. But the question is, how does Islam define moderation and extremism? Because these terms, moderation, being balanced, being strict, being extreme, these are concepts that go back to the legislator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are not concepts that we define for ourselves how we wish and how we desire. And so when we look at moderation, we find that many Muslims, they find these different trends and they take a middle position without realizing that these are trends that come and go, when the direction of these trends change, their position will also change. Today, you seem to be in the middle position. Tomorrow, as the trends change, you will be forced to also change. But that is not the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent when He sent it 1400 years ago. But rather, the deen that Allah has sent with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the deen of principles. And so moderation, as outlined in the Quran and in the Sunnah, is first and foremost a path that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew for us, outlining that this is a path of moderation. He showed it to us without us having a need to go and search for it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And this is my path. It is straight. So follow it. A command from Allah. Follow it. And do not follow the paths that diverge away, for they will make you to go astray. Moderation in the Quran is as Allah commanded His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ. Remain steadfast upon this straight path, as you have been commanded by Allah, not as you desire. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ. And all those who have repented with you, meaning the believers. And then after that, what does Allah say? Do not turn right, going to extremes. وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. Don't go to extreme, don't transgress. And then what does Allah say? And do not abandon this path, siding with the wrongdoers, with the enemies of Islam. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ. And do not lean towards the wrongdoers. Moderation in the Quran is to submit wholeheartedly. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا دخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. O you who believe, enter into as-silm, into Islam, wholesomely, completely, not choosing those aspects of Islam that suit you and abandoning those that don't suit you. Enter into Islam completely and do not follow in the footsteps of Shaytan, for indeed he is an open enemy to you. True moderation and balanced Islam is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by his companions, after he told them that this ummah of ours will split into 73 sects, they asked him, and after he told them that only one will be saved, so they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, wa manhum, who are they? So he responded by saying, من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. Those who are saved from all of these sects and ways and groups are those who are upon what I am upon today and my companions. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وسوء فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى، وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, the reason why many Muslims are deluded about what it truly means to be moderate and balanced is that they conflate and confuse between two things. One, moderation and extremism on the one hand, and adhering to the straight path, moving forward, versus relaxing and staying behind. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be balanced, to be moderate, and not to go to extremes. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to move forward on this straight path and not to lag behind and not to relax and take things easy. And so many Muslims, they confuse between these two things. And they think that moderation means to relax to take it easy and not to move forward, striving hard on this straight path leading us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, being a Muslim on the one hand, being a Muslim instead of being a Christian, a Jew, an atheist, this is moderation. But slacking off with your salah, this is backwardness. This is remaining behind. You feeling a love for Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is moderation. But then, you not implementing his sunnah, this is backwardness. This is staying behind. Guarding your modesty, sister, by wearing your hijab, this is moderation. But then behaving immodestly in your actions, in your behavior, this is backwardness. This is staying behind. Fulfilling the wajibat, what Allah has made obligatory upon us, this is moderation. But then sufficing with that and saying, I won't perform any of the sunnahs, this is backwardness. This is staying behind. Protecting your intellect by staying away from intoxicants, whether it be alcohol or drugs. Protecting your sanity. This is moderation. But then, not protecting your eyes, not protecting your ears from falling into haram. This is backwardness. This is staying behind. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, there is no stopping while proceeding, meaning on the straight path of Allah. There is no stopping while we are proceeding. But there is only one of two things: either moving forward or moving backward. As Allah says, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرَ. Whoever among you wishes, either move forward or remain behind. These are the only two options before us. Either you're going to move forward on the straight path of Allah, doing what pleases Allah, or you're going to stay behind. There is no middle position between these two positions. He goes on to say, so there is no stopping in the path. There is only moving forward or turning back and staying behind. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, al-wasatiyah, moderation, living as a balanced Muslim, does not mean to stand somewhere in the middle between all the various groups, all the various trends, all the various lifestyles. Because if that was the case, then the munafiqoon, the hypocrites in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would have been considered as being moderate and balanced. Why? Because they took a middle position between the kuffar of Quraysh and the believers and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them, la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula mudhabidhabina bayna dhalik. They're somewhere in the middle, not to these, meaning to the kuffar, nor to the believers. If moderation, if being balanced, meant being somewhere in the middle, then Abu Talib the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who died as a mushrik, would have been considered as being moderate, as being balanced. For he took a middle position between his people, the kuffar of Quraysh, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not supporting his enemies, nor entering into Islam. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, moderation means to follow the truth. It means to follow the revelation. It means to follow the commandments of Allah and His Messenger, regardless of what the status of the people of the truth may be. Regardless of their status, regardless of how they are looked at by the people and by society around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to be in the middle between Ahlul Iman and Ahlul Kufr, between the people of Iman and the people of Kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to be in the middle between Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah, between the people who are upon the Sunnah and the people who are upon Bid'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to be in the middle between the righteous and those who are practicing, and the non-righteous and those who are not practicing. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to tread the path مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to be upon the path with who? With the prophets, with the shuhada, the martyrs, with the siddiqeen, with the truthful ones, with the salihin, with the righteous. And that is the best of company. My dear brothers and sisters, this is what Allah commanded His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده. When Allah mentioned the stories of the prophets, He concludes by telling His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the ones who Allah has guided. فبهداه مقتده. So by their guidance, follow. They are your role models, O Muhammad. And our role models are the prophets and the messengers, and the final prophet and messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers and sisters, a sign of true moderation is that those who have left true moderation, they will label you as being strict and extreme and fundamental. A true sign that you are upon the balanced path is that those who have abandoned it, they will label this path as being one of extremism, as harshness, as fundamentalism. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path and to keep us firm and steadfast upon it. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'wat. Allahumma irfa' 'anna al waba'a. Allahumma irfa' wadfa' 'anna al waba'a wal zalazila wal mihan wa su' al fitan ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.